Tonight's daf is daf Chav Beis. So we got to the last five lines of Chav Alef Amud Beis. The Gemara says, Tanur Rabbanan, Avel Shloshi Yamim HaRishonim, Bami Makam Karov, Moni Mahim. If an Avel relative, one of the people saying Shiva, comes from a distant place, actually a close place, I should say, if he comes within 3 days, he's 3 days distant, so then he counts along with them, even though the first 2 days he may not have been saying Shiva with them, he could pick up with wherever they are up to. Bami Makam Rachel, if he comes from a distant area, so then Mona Latma, then he needs to count his separate Shiva. He counts later. Mikan ve'elach, afil b'bam m'makom kar, Mona Latma. Then if he comes after 3 days, even if he lives nearby, so he only comes on day four, so then he needs to count his separate Shiva. Rabbi Shimon Omer, afil b'bam yom ha-shivi, even if he gets there by day seven, m'makom kar, if he's close by, Moni Mahen, he is able, he comes mamish on day seven, last hour of Shiva, and he lived m'makom kar, that's considered close enough.
And Makom Karov is what's considered Makom Karov?
Right, so I think the Gemara says that it's 3 days. It must be 3 days. I don't know. Gemara doesn't define it here. Right, Tosas writes, Makom Karov is Perishu, Behil Halachas Gedolos, Dainu Asar Parcels. 10 parcels away, that's considered Makom Karov. So Gemara now says, last two lines of the Amud, Amar Mar Shloshi Yom Harishonim, Bami Makom Karov Moni Mahim. So Amr Bichibra Abba, Amr Yochanan, Hu Sheish Kadu Habais Babais. It is only true that you could piggyback off their count, and that's if the Gadol Habais, which itself is a whole big discussion, let's say if it's a mother parent who sings Shiva, so then they lost a spouse, so she or he would be considered the Gadol Habais. The oldest son of would be considered Gadol Habais. So whatever the Gadol Habais is, if he's home or she's home, so then, if you come within 3 days, the Makom Karov, then you could count with him. But the Gadol Habais isn't home, so then you don't do the count. So Gemara says, now, Ibarilu, going on to Chabez, Ibarilu, Halach Gadol Habais lebeis akvaros mahu. Let's say the Gadol Habais goes with the mace to bury in Eretz Yisrael, let's say, for example. So what's Halacha there? So Rashi explains what the machlok is, what the suffix is. So Rashi says, Halach Gadol Habais lebeis akvaros acher mitasa lekovro. The Gadol Habais accompanies the body to be buried. And Shah Hasham Shloshi Yomim, he's there for 3 days. Mahu, Michashvinan Lake Kiman Davi Bebesa Hol Vitzorach Hameis Halachita. So do we say it's as if the Gadol Habais was home? He wasn't just out there doing whatever he wanted. He was out being Osek in the mace. So maybe that's considered as if he's an extension and he's really considered home. And if some other brother comes to the house, even though the Gadol Habais is not present, maybe he's allowed to count with them. So the Gemara says, "Ma'at Toshma, Damer Rabbi Yechir ba'Aba, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Afilu Halach Gadol Habayis lebeis hakfaros, Moni Mahem." So even the Gadol Habayis goes to the Beis Hakfaros, you count with him. So the Gemara says, "Moni Mahem, you count with him." Va'atani, doesn't the Baisa say otherwise? Moni Latzmo, you count separately if the Gadol Habayis isn't home. So what happens when the Gadol Habayis goes to the Beis Hakfaros and another brother goes to the house where the Shiva is? Does he count with the people from the Shiva, or does he not count with the people from the Shiva? So the Gemara says, Lokasha, Hadasa Bego Tlasa, Hadalasa Bego Tlasa. The question is whether or not he comes back, whether the Gadol Habayis comes back within 3 days or not. If the Gadol Habayis comes back within 3 days, so then the other brothers who came could count with the Shiva of the Habayis. If he comes after 3 days, so then the Gadol Habayis is considered as a separate unit and does not count with them. Ki ha damer luhu rab livnei Hatzalfuni. He told the people living in the city of Tzalfuni, if he comes within 3 days, the Gadol Habayis comes within 3 days, so then Limnei Badaichu, he could count with them. But the Gadol Habayis does not return within 3 days, so then a sibling who came later, Limno Lenafshayu, he needs to count a separate count. So Amalu Rav Livnei Mechuza, he told Bnei Mechuza, Atun Dulaz Lisa Basa Arsar. You people of Bnei Mechuza don't follow you don't accompany the body. So then Michei Mihadri say Apayichu, when you turn your face from the mace, Mibaba Davula, from the gate of the Avelus, is Chalamanu. That's when the Avelus begins. This is very halach lemaisa. If when let's say a body is going to Eretz Yisrael, so now only some of them are accompanying the body, and others are going back home. So the moment the Avelim who are staying in America turn their body, to the backs to the mace. So then already that's where the avedas begin. Take off the shoes. They may perhaps sit down there and say menichu avelum. But the one who's accompanying the body does not begin avelus until the actual kavura. So in an area where they were not accompanying the body, apparently that happened in Bnei Mechuza. So the moment they were about face from the mace, that's when the avelus begun. What?
They were allowing them to carry this row. So they didn't go all the way.
Okay. So the Gemara then says, Rabbi Shimon Omer Afila Baba Yom Shvim Nemakum Karo Moni Imahim. Rabbi Shimon paskened if a sibling was from coming, he lived nearby, but he only made it to the house on day 7 of the Shiva, so that's enough. He's Yovzei with them. He doesn't need to keep any more Shiva. He could use their count. So Amar Rabbi Chiya Bar Gamda, Amar Rabbi Yossi Ben Shaul, Amar Rabbi, Vuhu Sheba Umatza Menachman Etzla. Only if he shows up at the house and there's still people being Nichma Menachem Avelim. He comes and the place is silent. No one else comes to be Menachem Avel. So then he loses the Shiva and needs to count a whole new Shiva for himself. Gemara asks, what about Bari Rabbi Anan Ninaru Lamod Velo Amdu? Let's say the Avelim are about to sit up, stand up rather, and end it. But they don't, and he walks in, the sibling walks in. Does that count as the continuation of Shiva? Interesting question. The Gemara says, Ma'u Teku, there's no answer. We don't know whether that ends Shiva or it's the last moment of Shiva and he gets to be part of their count. So the Gemara says, Gemiri Chavred, yeah.
Interesting how they don't say over here that the Velas we go Makula. You know, these other cases we were saying, so if we weren't sure, we said.
Right. Yeah. Gemara now says, Gemiri Chavre de Rabbi Abba Bar Chia, the Admisora me Rabbi Abba, Umanu, who was the friend of Rabbi Abba? Mani Rabbi Zera. Amri la, others say it was a little different. Chavre de Rabbi Zera, me Rabbi Zera, Umani Rabbi Abba Bre de Rabbi Chia Bar Abba. He had a Misora from Rabbi Zera, whichever one it was. What was the Misora? That Amr Rabbi Yochanan Halacha ki Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel, we paskin, like Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, but Trefos, Valacha ki Rabbi Shimon ben Avel. So which halachas? Ki Rabbi Shimon ba'avel had amrin, like we said above, that afilu baba yom ha'shvi, if the sibling comes on day 7 of Shiva, as long as there's still people being menachem avel, he's part of that count, and he sits for a moment and gets up. That's when it comes to Rabbi Shimon ba'avelus. And Rabbi Shimon ba'avel, rather, I said when Rabbi Shimon gamliel b'treifus, ditzanan, the Mishnah tells us, I assume this is in Maseches Chulin, the Mishnah says, b'nei me'ayim shenikvu, if they stomach, the intestines, have a hole, v'lecha sos masan, and the lecha, some of the pus, we'll see what that is in just a moment, closes up the hole, allowing it to live longer, k'sheira divrei Rabbi Shimon gamliel, it's kasher. The halacha of a trefa is any type of, not quite a blemish, but any illness or perhaps injury that won't allow the animal to live for more than 12 months, so that renders it a trefa. So Gemara goes in great detail in the Eilu Trefus in the third parak of Chulin about different punctures in the lungs and the different parts of the body, the kidney and the liver regenerating itself. So what type of injuries will make it die within 12 months? So let's say it has an injury, but it's able to heal itself. The body has this lecha that stuffs that hole up, so that's considered ksheira, even though there's a hole there. So the Gemara says, my lecha, what exactly is this lecha? Is this type of pus, this moisture, this mucus maybe? Amar Ravkana shirka dimaya, dinafik agav duchka. Shirka de maya, some type of, I don't know how they define this in English.
Sticky liquid.
Very technical, okay. That comes from the pressure, the nafa comes out, agav duch, from the pressure. Somehow the pressure causes the sticky liquid. I mean, it's probably, lecha is usually mucus,
right.
Some type of mucus.
When you say my lecha, I said, what is mucus?
What type of mucus? What is mucus?
And then it describes
the
liquid
without any. Okay, fine. So the Gemara says then, so that's what it is. So Amar Manda hu iske, who is the one who zocha, v'asik is going to go to Eretz Yisrael, v'agme the shmaitza, to learn this halacha mipume demari, from the mouth of the master of this statement. So Kisalik, when he went up, Ashkechal Rabbi Abba Bere de Rabbi Yechir Bar Abba, Amarla, he said to him, Amar Mar, Halacha, Kiram and Shimon Gamliel B'Trefas, did you say this? Amarla, Anna, hi, Anna, one second here, I messed that one up. So he said, do you say the Halacha is like him? Amar Alei Anna, ain't Halacha Amri, I said, no, the Halacha is not like him. So Gemara says, "Ki Rabbi Shimon ba'avil mai." What about that? Amar lei plugsin. That's a machlokas. Ditmar Rav Chista Amar halacha, v'chein Amar Rabbi Yochanan halacha, but Rav Nachman Amar ein halacha. What's the bottom line? The bottom line is that we don't allow that mucus to plug it up to serve to protect it from trefus. It is a trefa. As we know by now, this is already the fifth time we've seen this. Halacha kedivrei hameka. Gemara now says last three lines of the Amud here. I'll call mesim kulan madcha mitasa. On all types of deaths, madcha mitasa, Rashi says, is memaher lahotzia. We try to hurry and rush the burial. When it comes to al aviv v'al imo harei ze maguna. But a parent, so then that is a disgraceful thing to hurry up and to rush the burial. If it's haya erev Shabbos or erev Yom Tov, harei ze meshubach sheina osa ela l'chavad aviv v'imo. If it's on a Friday or erev Yom Tov, so then it's praiseworthy because you only rush in because you want to get them in the ground before Shabbos. You don't want to have it chas v'sham being delayed a whole 24 hours. So that's a covered for them to have a rushed burial. I call a mason cool and at all deaths.
In general, is it not covered to bury parents quickly?
In general, it's not. Correct. Not to leave them out doing nothing, but being maspid them. And it's not just sit there out there in the, by itself.
Right.
It
doesn't mean you just wait a couple of days.
Right. Exactly.
So it's close to around the
what do they say? So the question: how long? What's the right? If it's a relative coming, so what's considered? How significant is that relative who's coming? Right. Yeah. Right. So no, what they do it for a sibling is only a child because a child and a parent. But let's say a sibling. Sounds like from the Gemara for a sibling who's delayed to coming to the Levaya. From the just simple reading of the Gemara, it sounds like we wouldn't push it off for a sibling. But I don't know halacha maisa how we weigh these different factors. Usually people are very sensitive with, good reason when it comes to a death. So I imagine oftentimes you probably are very sensitive to siblings who want to come and join in and probably would delay. But again, I don't know. Each case is different. Fine. Gemara now says, last line of the Amud. Kol ha-mesim kulam, ratz mimayit be'iska, ratz eino mimayit be'iska. So in any type of death, the person has the option of slowing down his business, not by himself, he can't do business, but having others work his business for him, and if he wants, he can, up to him. But when it comes to al aviv v'al imo mimayit, he has an obligation to shut down the business.
Al kol ha-mesim kulan
ratza
cholitz ratza ein cholitz. What did they say to close the business? Why does it say mimayit v'osko? Why does it say to close the stuff?
Mom should just shut down entirely. Good question. Maybe the point is it's a situation where the person has no food, no parnasa. He mabish needs it, so we just minimize it to the bare minimum. So he has to do that. When it comes to regular mason, he has the option. He doesn't have to do that, I would guess. I'm not sure, though. Gemara then says, Al kol ha-mason, kulan ratza cholitz, ratza ina cholitz. When it comes to other mason, they used to have this practice, we don't do this nowadays, that they would expose the shoulder as a sign of mourning. So they had the option of doing that when it comes to kol ha-mason. But with respect to Al aviv v'alim cholitz, everyone has to, the children who have to imagine the sons, have to expose their shoulder. Once the gadol hador's father died, and he wanted to expose his shoulder, and he asked the person who was accompanying him to expose his shoulder. So what happened was, nimna v'lochalotz, the God Ador refused for doing this because, as the God Ador, out of respect for the God Ador who was with him, he thought it was disrespectful to do this. So Gemara then says, Rabbi Yaakov, Asamar Abaye, Abaye says, God Ador, Rabbi, God Ador, Shimo, Rabbi Yaakov, Baracha. These were the different people involved in this story. Vikad Amir, others say, God Ador was Rabbi Yaakov, Baracha, and God Ador, Shimo, Rabbi. So Bishma, I understand, Laman Damar, God Ador, Shimo, Rabbi. If Rabbi was the one who was accompanying him, if Rabbi Yehuda is the one accompanying him out of respect to Rabbi Yehuda Nasi, so one doesn't do chalitz in front of Rabbi Yehuda Nasi. But Elman Damar, the Rabbi Yaakov Bar Acha, if he was the one who was accompanying Rabbi, am I nimna v'lo chalitz? So the Gemara says, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel is a Nasi Hava, and if the Nasi is sitting Shiva, then the entire nation has to sit Shiva as well, and everyone would have to do Chalitza, and they join with him. So that's a kasha to say that Rebbe was the one who was sitting Avelis here. So it must be, based on his kasha, that really it was Rebbe Yaakov who was the one sitting Shiva. He wanted to do Chalitza, but since the Rebbe Yehuda Nasi, the Nasi was there, so he didn't do it out of respect for Rebbe Yehuda Nasi. Gemara now says, I call Mason Kula Mistaper Lacher Shloshim Yom. The issue to get a haircut and to shave is in the 30 days. After Shloshim is over, you're allowed to. But Al Aviv Val Imon, a parent, Adshi Garubo Chaverov. It's not until one reprimand his friend say you look disgusting already, which is going to be some point after 30 days. So the Gemara says, I call Mason Kula Nichnas Lebeis HaSimcha. After Shloshim, a person sing Shiva for a sibling or a child, so then you could go to Beis HaSimcha, you could go to a Chasana. Lacher Shloshim Yom. But Al Aviv V'Alim Al Acher Yud Beis Chodesh, as we know, a full year of Avelis is required for the death of a parent. So Amar Rabba Bar Bar Chana, Lil Simchas Mireus. What does Simchas Mireus mean? So Rashi explains, look at the first narrow line down, and Rashi, Suda Shosen Reyin Levahuvim Zemze. Friends would make meals for each other. V'lo Havi Simcha Kokach, wasn't such a Simcha, it was just a get together. Ava Suda the Simcha Kigon Dinasun Lo. So they permitted that Simcha Mireus, it's again unclear what he really means by this. He just says, Simcha's Mireus. What's he trying to qualify? It sounds like he's saying that when it comes to after Shloshim, that a person is able to go to Simcha Mireus, even if he's for a, the way they explain it here, is that after Shloshim, for Shar Mesim, he's allowed to go to Simcha Mireus, but not to a Simcha's Nisun. That's how he argues. Fine. So again, to repeat it one more time. After Shloshim, for Kol Mesim, even though the Gemara says you go to Simcha, we thought it meant a Simcha of a Chasna. The Gemara says it means a Simcha is Mireus. That's what's permitted after Shloshim for Kol HaMesim. So the Gemara asks, Mesivei, Ula Simcha, Ula Mireus, Shloshim Yom. So here the Brisa clearly says, Mireus is something independent from Simcha. It's not the same thing. Sounds like Simcha is permitted, which is referring to a Chasna, and Mireus is something else that's permitted. Not the same thing. Gemara ends off as a kasha. So then a Meimar, Masni Hach, he had a different version here. Amar Rabba Bar Bar Chana, Ula Simcha Mireus, Mutter Likanos La'alter. He says right away, right after Shiva, you're allowed to enter into having a Suda with your friend. But doesn't the Brisa say, Ula Simcha Shloshim, Ula Mireus Shloshim? You need to wait for 30 days, not immediately. And Lokasha, the Gemara says, Ha, but risusa ha beparunusa. Depends what type of suda this is. What's the difference? If it's an arisa, where one invited you over, and then you lent him money, so now he owes you, now you owe him back. Look at Rashi says. Rashi says ha barisusa ha beparunusa. Arisa haynu shemaschle echa meem lasa suda umelave lechulam kidei shiasu gam heim namikach. So one guy says I'll pay for this meal. They split, four friends get together. Each Shabbos of the month, the other one will host. So I'll host the first meal for all of you. So in essence, I'm paying for your meals. So I lent you money. So then, lo sasuda einu nichnas ad lachar shloshim yom. So that meal he cannot go into until after shloshim yom. Aval bepuranusa shemeshalim lehem sudos shenas lo ziyachanis la'alter. If they're paying them back for the meal, that's shiyef shalol shalol shalim. Meaning that the avel was owed money. So now he already had hosted them the previous week. So now they want to invite him back and pay him back. He was viewed as a loan, paying back a loan. That's the type of meal he's allowed to go to. But let's say it's starting the new cycle again. So no one owes everyone money. Everyone's got a clean slate. And then you're invited over to go to a meal where now you're going to be a lova and owe money. That's where you're not allowed to go into such a deal, such a meal initially. That's the difference. So then the Gemara says, halfway down the Amud, Al-Kol Amesim Kulan Kareya Tefach, when it comes to all relatives, you tear tefach. When it comes to the parents, you have to tear more than that. You have to expose the heart. So the way they say is go down and then to the side where it's the flap is hanging over, where your mom is exposing the chest. So then the Gemara says, Amar Rabbi Abohu Maikra, what's the pasuk that supports this? That David held on to the begadiv and he tore them. Whenever there's an achiza, achiza always means you grab onto something, a tefach. So you grab onto a tefach of the beged and you tear. When it comes to the death, even if a guy is wearing 10 layers of clothing, you only need to tear the outermost clothing. For a parent, you have to tear through all the different layers. Big machlok is what this means. So Rashi says it means referring to something that's on the head. Others say it's referring to an undershirt. And that's normally how we pass it. Some say it's referring to the jacket on the outside, the coat. So we don't necessarily tear the undershirt. But that's the big machlok is brought down in Shulchan Aruch. Gemara then says further that Echad Ha'ish ve'Echad Ha'isha, both a man and a woman have to tear Kriya. And Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar Omer, Ha'isha Karas es Hatachton u'machzirasa. A woman first tears her shirt underneath and then turns it around, lacharea, to the back, and then chazeres v'karas es elyon, and then she tears the top. So this way, of course, there's no hole going right through all her clothing. So then the Gemara says, Al kol ha'mesim kulan ratza mavdil kamei safa shalo ratza einim mavdil. When it comes to tearing the clothing, you don't have to go through the hem to cut through, but al aviv val imo mavdil, you have to separate where the hem goes. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, kol kriya she'einu mavdil kamei safa shalo, eino ela kra shel tiflas. He holds, if it's a tear that does not go through the hem, then that's considered a silly type of tear, doesn't qualify. So Amar Rabbi Abahu, my time at the Rabbi Yehuda, what was his reasoning that you need to go through the Safa Shelo? So Gemara says, Dechsi v'aychazek b'v'agada v'aykareim l'shnayim, kroim, he cut them to two. So kroim mimashna shenemar v'aykareim, en yodesh en l'shnayim. So if he says that he cut toward them v'aykareim, does that not, that word alone does it not imply he tore them into two? So why does it say l'shnayim kroim? Ela shenirim kroim k'shnayim has to appear as if it looks like two. So when you apparently cut through the Kamei Safa, it looks like two pieces of clothing now, and that's how that's accomplished. Okay. Gemara now says, Akol ha-meisim kulan sholo l'acha shiva. When it comes to all meisim after shiva, you're allowed to sew up the tear. Sholo is not a permanent type of sewing, but it's a temporary sewing. U'ma'acha l'acha shlosh. Ma'acha is a more permanent sewing. After 30 days, though, from Kol HaMesim, you're allowed to do Ma'acha. Al Aviv V'al Imo, Sholel Acha Shloshim. After a parent's death, after Shloshim, you're allowed to do the Sholel, but Eino Ma'acha Li'olam. But you're never able to sew up permanently a tear torn for a parent's death. Va'isha Sholos Al Altim Mipnei Kavoda. A woman's permitted to sew up or to use a safety pin, the Kriya, right away. It's just that at a covered for her, some self-respect for her. So Kiyasa Rabin, when Rabin came from Eretz Israel, he quoted from Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Al kol ha-meisim rotza karea b'yad, rotza karea b'kli. When it comes to the mason, one has the option to either use his hand to tear it, or to use some type of utensil, a knife, a box cutter. Al aviv v'alim, on a parent, b'yad, you have to use a yad, you have to use a hand to make it more of an intense type of a tear. So Amr Bichir Ba'aba, Amr Yochanan, Kol Mesim Kulam Mibifnim, Al Aviv Ve'alimo Kareh Mibichutz. So this is also Machlokas. When it comes to the Mesim, other Mesim, you do it on the inside, but on the parent, you do it on the outside. So some say that means you do it when people are not looking versus when people are looking. Some say where you put your hands below the shirt or outside the shirt. So that's a debate. And there is a different practice how the Kriya, when the Kriya really is done at a Levaya. Some would do it in the room right before they come out. Others will invite the Aveim to come outside and in front of everyone to do the Kriya then and there. So the Gemara then says further, Amar Rav Chista v'chein l'nasi. So too when it comes to a Nasi, you have to do the Kriya b'chutz, just like for a parent. Gemara then says, Meisivei, lo hushvu l'aviv l'imo elo l'ichoy b'vad. The Braisa says that when it comes to Nasi, the only equation of a Nasi to a parent's death is that ichoy, that you're never allowed to fix up the in a permanent sewing. So, but everything else, though, the halachas are different. So we don't have to do b'chutz. My lava filu l'nasi. Is it not referring to nasi? Wait 1 second here.
This is lo hushvu.
Lav dafka nasi.
Who they will be
mashma. Right. So right now Rashi says lo hushvu rabo v'av bezdin v'nasi. And every other avelis, rather every type of avel, is equal to a parent. And the only, they're only equal to a parent, the gabi ichui. But all other lachas, a parent's different than a Rav, than an Abez, than a Nasi. So there is no equation of a Nasi to an Avnimo. My lava filu a nasi, that nasi is different than a parent. Lo le barmi nasi, with the exception of a nasi. A nasi has very similar dinim to when a parent dies. So nasiya shach, one time the nasi died. Amar le Rav Chista said, kafi asita, which Rashi says, hafach hamachteshes, turn over the grinder. Vamir aleh, and you should sit on it. Vekara and teir kriya, kadeh sheyerucha kol ha'am kishetikra. And see, this way everyone sees that you tore kriya. Vekumala, v'ichay kriya la'alma. And then get up and do an ichay kriya.
Oh, but
achay kriya la'alma. Achay, show, not do ichay. Just show. Very good. Achacham cholitz miyamin, alav bezin mismol. When it comes to chacham, you do chalitz on the right shoulder. Comes to abezni, you do chalitz on his left shoulder. Al nasi mikan mikan. When it comes to a nasi dying, one does both the right and the left shoulder. Okay, we'll stop here. In fact, we do not have a minute. Correct, Ephraim?